Instructional Resources.
Teaching for Our Time 2004. Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society meetings on four Sundays are to be devoted to teachings for our time. Each year, the First Presidency determines 10 subjects with designated resource materials to be used in these meetings. Following are the subjects and designated resources for 2004. Two additional subjects are to be selected by stake or district presidencies. Discussions in fourth Sunday meeting should be based on one or perhaps two of the designated resources that best address the needs and circumstances of quorum or class members. Teachers need not use all of the resources. Leaders and instructors should encourage discussions rather than lectures or presentations. They should consider ways to stimulate quorum and class members to apply the gospel principles discussed. Suggestions on preparing and conducting quorum or class discussions are found in Teaching, No Greater Call, and the Teaching Guidebook. Topic number one, the family is central to the Creator's plan. Scriptures relating to this topic. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 36 through 40. And Moses, chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, and verses 9 through 12. Gordon B. Hinckley, Family Home Evening, Liahona, and Ensign, March 2003, pages 2 through 5. James E. Faust, Enriching Our Lives Through Family Home Evening, Liahona and Ensign, June 2003, pages 2 through 6. Boyd K. Packer, The Golden Years, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 82 through 84. L. Tom Perry, The Importance of the Family, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 40 through 43. The Family Can Be Eternal, Chapter 36, in Gospel Principles, pages 231 through 235. Topic number two, Giving Thanks. Scriptures relating to topic number two. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Mosiah chapter 26, verses 38 through 39. Alma chapter 37, verse 37, Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verse 19, and section 98, verses 1 through 3. David B. Haight, Were There Not Ten Cleansed? Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 24 through 26. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 95 through 98. Gratitude, in For the Strength of Youth, pages 6 and 7. Developing Gratitude, Lesson 35 in the Latter-day Saint Woman, Part B, pages 303 through 311. Topic number 3, Laboring in the Lord's Vineyard. Scriptures relating to topic number 3. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 27, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verse 17. Thomas S. Monson, Stand in Your Appointed Place, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 54 through 57. Jeffrey R. Holland, Called to Serve, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 36 through 38. Henry B. Eyring, Rise to Your Call, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 75 through 78. Sacrifice, Chapter 26, and Service, Chapter 28, in Gospel Principles, pages 171 through 177, and pages 185 through 191. Topic number 4, Spiritual and Temporal Reliance. Scriptures relating to topic number 4. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, Alma chapter 37, verse 37, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 119. Gordon B. Hinckley, To the Men of the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 56 through 59. Russell M. Nelson, Sweet Power of Prayer, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 7 through 9. Robert D. Hales, Tithing, A Test of Faith, with Eternal Blessings, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 26 through 29. Work and Personal Responsibility, Chapter 27 in Gospel Principles, pages 179 through 184. Topic number 5, Blessings Through the Priesthood. Scriptures relating to topic number 5, Doctrine and Covenants, section 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 12. Section 107, verse 39, Section 110, verses 11 through 16, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verse 20, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 74, Boyd K. Packer, The Stake Patriarch, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 42 through 45, L. Tom Perry, Called of God, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 7 through 10. David B. Haight, Growing into the Priesthood, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 43 through 45. The Priesthood and Priesthood Organization, chapters 13 and 14 in Gospel Principles, pages 81 through 93. Topic number 6, Exercising Faith During Times of Uncertainty. Scriptures relating to topic number 6. Hebrews chapter 11, James chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, Helaman chapter 12, verse 1, Ether chapter 12, verse 6, Doctrine and Covenants section 6, verse 20, and Doctrine and Covenants section 59, verse 21. Gordon B. Hinckley, War and Peace, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 78 through 81. Joseph B. Worthland, Shall He Find Faith on the Earth? Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 82 through 85. Richard G. Scott, The Sustaining Power of Faith in Times of Uncertainty and Testing. Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 75 through 78. Robert D. Hale's Faith Through Tribulation Brings Peace and Joy. Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 15 through 18. Faith in Jesus Christ, chapter 18, and Obedience, chapter 35, in Gospel Principles, pages 117 through 121, and pages 223 through 228. Topic number 7, Teaching the Children. Scriptures relating to topic number 7, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 15 through 16, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, John chapter 1, verse 43, 3rd Nephi chapter 17, verses 11 through 24, Doctrine and Covenants section 68, verse 25 and verse 28. Thomas S. Monson, Models to Follow, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 60 through 67. James E. Faust, Dear Are the Sheep That Have Wandered, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 61 through 68. Jeffrey R. Holland, A Prayer for the Children, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 85 through 87. Family Responsibilities, Chapter 37, in Gospel Principles, pages 236 through 240. Topic number 8. Success in Missionary Service. Scriptures relating to topic number 8. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. Mosiah chapter 28, verse 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 5. And section 88, verse 81. Dallin H. Oaks, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 67 through 70. M. Russell Ballard, The Essential Role of Member Missionary Work, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 37 through 40. M. Russell Ballard, The Greatest Generation of Missionaries, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 46 through 49. Henry B. Eyring, A Child and a Disciple, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 29 through 32. Missionary Work, Chapter 33 in Gospel Principles, pages 211 through 217. Topic number 9, The Sacrament and Sacrament Meeting. It is recommended that this subject be taught on a fourth Sunday during the last 3 months of the year. Scriptures relating to topic number 9. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 29. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. Moroni chapter 4 and chapter 5. Doctrine and Covenant, section 59, verses 9 through 14. Gordon B. Hinckley to Men of the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 56 through 59. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting, Liahona and Ensign, August 2004. Dallin H. Oaks, The Gospel in Our Lives, Liahona, July 2002, pages 36 through 39. Ensign, May 2002, pages 33 through 35. Dallin H. Oaks, In Special Witnesses of Christ, Liahona, April 2001, page 14, or Ensign, April 2001, page 13. The Sacrament, Chapter 23 and Gospel Principles, pages 151 through 156. Topic number 10, Being a Disciple of Christ.
Scriptures relating to topic number 10, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, Alma chapter 38, verses 8 through 9, Doctrine and Covenant, section 64, verse 34, and Doctrine and Covenant, section 101, verses 36 through 38.
Thomas S. Monson, Peace Be Still, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 53 through 56. James E. Faust, Strengthening the Inner Self, Liahona and Ensign, February 2003, pages 2 through 7. Neil A. Maxwell, Care for the Life of the Soul, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 68 through 70. Richard G. Scott, To Be Free of Heavy Burdens, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 86 through 88. Repentance, Chapter 19, and Developing Our Talents, Chapter 34 in Gospel Principles, pages 122 through 127, and pages 218 through 221. End of the section, Teachings for Our Time, 2004.
Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual, 2. For use in 2004, lessons 26 to 50. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, lessons 26 to 50. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood, Fulfilling Our Duty to God guidebooks. Some Duty to God references may be used during the lesson time, or you may encourage core members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found on Using the Liahona page and on the What's in It for You page of the New Era. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of this guide online in some languages, go to www.lds.org and select the world map icon on the home page. Select the language you want and click on Church Magazines, then the Liahona cover. Then select the May 2004 issue. To find the English version of the resource guide online, go to www.lds.org and click on Gospel Library, Church Publications, capital HTML, Curriculum, Aaronic Priesthood, then Resource Guide. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The Liahona in some languages and Ensign can be found online at www.lds.org. Lesson 26, Worthy Thoughts. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. The Be Clean section could supplement the lesson's film strip dialogue. Boyd K. Packer, The Standard of Truth Has Been Erected. Liahona and Enzyme, November 2003, page 24. Use this article to discuss why the church has such high standards of moral conduct. Duty to God Teacher, Family Activities, number 5. Lesson 27, The Lord's Law of Health. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God. Liahona, January 2001, page 85. Enzyme, November 2000, page 72. Share the story about President Packer's patriarchal blessing and discuss the blessings of obedience. Harold G. Hillam, Not for the Body, Liahona, June 1996, page 26. Enzyme, October 2001, page 18. Share the story of the renowned dental surgeon instead of a recent news article as suggested in the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 12. Lesson 28, The Sabbath, H. Aldridge Gillespie. The Blessing of Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy, Liahona, January 2001, page 93. Enzyme, November 2000, page 79. Add the quotes from modern prophets to your discussion. David Oscar Sarmiento, Honoring the Lord's Day, Liahona, June 2003, page 41. Enzyme, June 2003, page 69. Share this story to supplement Elder Cook's experience given in the lesson. Gently Raise the Sacred Strain, Hymns number 146. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 2. Lesson 29, The Purpose of Life, W. Craig Zwick. The Lord thy God will hold thy hand, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2003, page 34. Review the family story shared in this article as you discuss the importance of faith. Lesson 30, Charity, Jean R. Cook, Charity, Perfect and Everlasting Love, Liahona, July 2002, page 91. Enzyme, May 2002, page 82. Share Elder Cook's 3 suggestions for clothing ourselves in the bonds of charity as you discuss how we can become more loving. Emmanuel Fleckinger, My Father's Medal of Courage, Liahona, September 2003, page 40. Enzyme, September 2003, page 64. Share this story as an example that charity thinketh no evil. Lesson 31, Forgiveness, Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr., Forgiveness, Liahona, February 2003, page 26. Enzyme, February 2003, page 48. Use examples of forgiveness from the life of Jesus to supplement the last story in the lesson. Jane McBride Choate, Pebble of Forgiveness, Liahona, February 2003, page F6. Friend, February 2003, page 42. Use the object lesson to demonstrate the principle of forgiveness while discussing the lesson's 3 case studies. Duty to God Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 8. Lesson 32, Cultivating Gifts of the Spirit, Joseph B. Worthlin, The Unspeakable Gift, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, page 26. Discuss the role of the Holy Ghost in receiving and exercising spiritual gifts. Questions and Answers, Liahona, April 2003, page 44. New Era, April 2003, page 16. Consider using ideas from this article as you discuss the gift of testimony. Let the Holy Spirit guide, Hymns number 143. Lesson 33, Seek Ye Learning, Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Enzyme, January 2001, page 2. The Be Smart section helps explain what the Lord expects us to learn. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope, Liahona, January 2004, page 32, Enzyme, January 2004, page 36. Discuss principles we can learn from the Perpetual Education Fund program about getting an education. Duty to God Priest, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, numbers 1 and 2. Lesson 34, The Power of Example, Gordon B. Hinckley, An Enzyme to the Nations, A Light to the World, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2003, page 82. Discuss the temptations mentioned in this talk in your lesson conclusion. Gabrielle Gonzalez, Graduating with Honor, Liahona, July 2003, page 34. New Era, July 2003, page 40. Consider adding this story to the first story in the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Spiritual Development, number 12. Lesson 35, Obeying, Honoring, and Sustaining the Law. Gordon B. Hinckley, War and Peace, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 78. You could add the Church's stand on war to the last discussion in the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 5. Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 6. Priest, Family Activities, number 8. Lesson 36, In Everything Give Thanks. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 95. Refer to the ideas in this article as you discuss how we can show thanks to Heavenly Father. 1. Carlos Rodriguez, The Much-Needed Rain, Liahona, June 2003, page 40, Ensign, June 2003, page 68. Use this story to supplement the stories in the lesson. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 10. Lesson 37, Understanding Women's Roles. M. Russell Ballard, Women of Righteousness. Liahona, December 2002, page 34. Ensign, April 2002, page 66. Ideas from this article could add variety to the last activity and challenge in the lesson. Lesson 38, Living Righteously in an Unrighteous World, James E. Faust, The Devil's Throat, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 51. Use the waterfall analogy from this article to begin the lesson. John B. Dixon, When Life Gets Tough, Liahona, May 2002, page 28. New Era, February 2002, page 44. At the conclusion of the lesson, share the four principles when explaining that we can be true to the faith. Duty to God Deacon, Teacher, and Priest, Family Activities, number 2. Lesson 39, Moral Courage. Thomas S. Monson, Models to Follow, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 60. Use some of the ancient and modern examples of courage given in this article to add variety to the last section of the lesson. H. Ross Workman, Staying Power, Liahona, October 2003, page 6. New Era, October 2003, page 32. Begin the lesson with a story of moral courage. Lesson 40, Avoiding and Overcoming Temptation. Boyd K. Packer, Spiritual Crocodiles, Liahona, October 2002, page 8. New Era, October 2001, page 8. Use this article's illustrations to help tell the first story in the lesson. Prepare to Resist Temptation, Liahona, July 2003, page 25. Ensign, July 2003, page 71. Consider using one of the scriptures or quotations in this message to conclude the lesson. See Genesis chapter 39, Daniel chapter 3, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 2 through 11. Lesson 41, The Sacrament in Remembrance of Him. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting. Liahona, August 2004, page 10. Ensign, August 2004. At the conclusion of the lesson, review Elder Nelson's counsel on how to administer and participate in the sacrament. Peter B. Gardner, More Than Words, Liahona, February 2002, page 28. Or Matthew Baker, Sacrament Service, New Era, October 2002, page 20. Share one of these stories to add variety to your lesson. In Memory of the Crucified, Hymns number 190. Duty to God Deacon, Quorum Activities number 7. Lesson 42, Follow the Brethren, L. Tom Perry, We Believe All That God Has Revealed, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 85. Review how revelation comes to the church as you teach that section of the lesson. Sheldon F. Child, A Sure Foundation, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 8. Consider sharing the story in section 2 to begin your lesson. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Hymns number 21. Lesson 43, Spiritual Preparation for a Mission, Richard G. Scott, Realize Your Full Potential, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 41. Read Elder Scott's counsel to young men to begin the lesson. Monty J. Bruff, Young Men Holders of Keys, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 47. conclude the lesson with stories of how some young men are helping the full-time missionaries. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, and Priest. Family Activities Number 1. Lesson 44, Preparing Now for Temple Marriage. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Marriage That Endures. Liahona and Enzyme, July 2003, page 3. Read the fictional example of Johnny and Mary from this article and discuss the blessings of temple marriage. Richard G. Scott, Do What Is Right. Liahona, March 2001, page 10. Enzyme, June 1997, page 51. Use the suggestions for avoiding crossing the boundary when discussing the personal effort required to prepare for celestial marriage. Use Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 15 through 17, with section 131, verses 1 through 4. Duty to God, Priest, Citizenship and Social Development, number 2. Lesson 45, Effective Home Teaching. David Head, The Home Teacher Who Wouldn't Quit. Liahona, September 2002, page 36. Enzyme, September 2002, page 69. Share this story when discussing what makes a good home teacher. John L. Howiter, Junior Companion, Liahona, November 2001, page 28. New Era, January 2001, page 36. Use this story when inviting the young men to become more effective home teachers. Use Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99, with Jacob, chapter 1, verse 19. Duty to God, Teacher, Quorum Activities, number 1. Lesson 46, Thomas S. Monson, Pornography, the Deadly Carrier, Liahona, November 2001, page 2, Enzyme, July 2001, page 2. Share the bark beetle's behavior when the class is discussing the influence of degrading media. Danger Ahead, Avoiding Pornography's Trap, Liahona, October 2002, page 12. New Era, October 2002, page 34. When sharing the President Benson quote, consider presenting the 5 ideas for avoiding pornography. Duty to God, Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 9. Lesson 47, Clean and Appropriate Speech. H. David Burton, Standing Tall, Liahona, January 2002, page 75. Enzyme, November 2001, page 65. Use Bishop Burton's second example when discussing how speech reveals what is in our heart. Kristen Sucher, No Swear Zone, New Era, May 2003, page 43. Use the story to supplement the final story in the lesson. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, hymns number 270, verse 2. Lesson 48, Maintaining Righteous Standards. David E. Sorensen, You Can't Pet a Rattlesnake. Liahona, July 2001, page 48. Enzyme, May 2001, page 41. Use the rattlesnake analogy as you discuss what it means to be in, but not of the world. Plain, simple truths, young men and women apply the 6 B's. Liahona, September 2002, page 16. Use the testimonies of the youth in this article to conclude the lesson. Lesson 49, Honesty and Integrity. Quentin L. Cook, Are You a Saint? Liahona and Enzyme, November 2003, page 95. Use the 3 self-assessment questions as you discuss ways we are tempted to be dishonest. Duty to God, Priest, Spiritual Development, number 1. Lesson 50, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Elizabeth Quackenbush, I Was Her Answer. Liahona, June 1999, page 36. New Era, August 1998, page 26. Use this story to supplement your discussion of Christ-like compassion. Duty to God, Priest, Physical Development, number 1. End of the Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual, 2.
Resource Guide for Young Women Manual, 2. For use in 2004, lessons 26 through 49, the following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, lessons 26 through 49 in the references. Personal Progress stands for the Young Women Personal Progress Booklet. Some personal progress references may be used during the lesson time, or you may encourage class members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found on Using the Liahona page and on What's in It for You page of the New Era. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of this guide online in some languages, go to www.lds.org and select the world map icon on the home page. Select the language you want and click on Church Magazines, then the Liahona cover. Then select the May 2004 issue. To find the English version of the resource guide online, go to www.lds.org and click on Gospel Library, Church Publications, capital HTML, Curriculum, Young Women, then Resource Guide. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The Liahona in some languages and Ensign can be found online at www.lds.org. Lesson 26, The Sacrament, Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting, Liahona, August 2004, page 10, Ensign, August 2004. At the conclusion of the lesson, review Elder Nelson's counsel on how to participate in the sacrament. Dennis B. Neuenschwander, Ordinances and Covenants, Liahona, November 2001, page 16, Ensign, August 2001, page 20. Use the explanation of the connection between baptism and the sacrament when discussing covenants. In Memory of the Crucified, hymns number 190. Personal Progress. Faith Value Experiences number 4. Divine Nature Experiences number 4. Lesson 27. Strengthening Testimony Through Obedience. Gordon B. Hinckley, Living with Our Convictions, Liahona and Ensign, September 2001, page 2. Using this article, discuss how the courage to be obedient strengthens our testimonies. James E. Faust, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 19. Use the stick analogy near the end of this article to describe how testimonies are obtained. Lesson 28, Agency. Joseph B. Worthland, Three Choices, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 78. Discuss the three choices mentioned in this article as you conclude the lesson. Poster, Keep Yourself Free, Liahona, February 2003, page 33. New Era, February 2003, page 19. Show and discuss the message of this poster as you begin your discussion on the consequences of your choices. Choose the Right, hymns number 239. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability, Value Experiences number 3. See 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 26 through 27, Mosiah chapter 4 verse 30, and Helaman chapter 14 verses 30 through 31. Lesson 29, Exaltation, David E. Sorensen, The Doctrine of Temple Work, Liahona, August 2002, page 30, Ensign, October 2003, page 56. Use ideas from this article when discussing temple ordinances. See Romans chapter 8, verse 17, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, and verses 20 through 21. Lesson 30, Strengthening Testimony Through Service. Thomas S. Monson, The Way of the Master, Liahona and Ensign, January 2003, page 3. Include stories from this article during the discussion of serving mankind. Dallin H. Oaks, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 67. Discuss the explanation of service in this article to conclude the lesson. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Experiences, Numbers 1, 2, 5, and 6. Lesson 31, The Law of the Land. Gordon B. Hinckley, War and Peace, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 78. You might include the Church's stand on war with a discussion of the 12th Article of Faith. Russell M. Nelson, Blessed Are the Peacemakers, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, page 39. Use the civic obligation section of this article when discussing love of country. Consider singing your country's national anthem or an appropriate patriotic song. Lesson 32, The Importance of Life. Dallin H. Oaks, Weightier Matters. Liahona, March 2000, page 15. Enzyme, January 2001, page 12. Use the choice or agency section of this article when discussing the sacredness of life. Ricardo Lopez de Mendonca, My Heavenly Father Loves Me. Liahona, August 2003, page 44. Enzyme, August 2003, page 72. Consider using this story to begin the lesson. Lesson 33, The Sacred Power of Procreation. Neil A. Maxwell, Reasons to Stay Pure. Liahona, March 2003, page 6. New Era, March 2003, page 42. Use this article's 10 warnings when discussing chastity. Questions and Answers. Liahona, February 2003, page 22. New Era, December 2000, page 16. Share some of the answers in this article when discussing how chastity brings happiness. See Genesis chapter 39, 2 Samuel chapter 11, Alma chapter 39, and Doctrine and Covenant section 42, verses 22 through 23. Lesson 34, Hold Fast to the Lord's Standards. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Enzyme, January 2001, page 2. Include the 6 B's when discussing the Lord's standards. Boyd K. Packer, The Standard of Truth Has Been Erected. Liahona and Enzyme, November 2003, page 24. Discuss ideas presented in this article about recognizing and overcoming temptation. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 35, Wise Choices. Richard G. Scott, To Acquire Knowledge and the Strength to Use it Wisely. Liahona, August 2002, page 12. Enzyme, June 2002, page 32. Consider using the stories of the two young men with a quote by President Tanner. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Numbers 1 and 2. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 26 through 27, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 30, and Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 through 31. Lesson 36, Honesty, Quentin L. Cook, Are You a Saint? Liahona and Enzyme, November 2003, page 95. Use the 3 self-assessment questions as you define a truly honest person. D. Rex Garrett, Finding a Fortune, Liahona and New Era, September 2003, page 8. Share this story at the conclusion of the lesson. Lesson 37, Maintaining Chastity Through Righteous Living, James E. Faust, The Virtues of Righteous Daughters of God, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, page 108. Include some of this article's 10 virtues in your discussion of ways to maintain chastity. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Project, Bullet 5. Lesson 38, Physical Health. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God, Liahona, January 2001, page 85. Enzyme, November 2000, page 72. Share the story about President Packer's patriarchal blessings as you discuss the blessings of taking care of our bodies. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 3. Lesson 39, Preventing Disease, Harold G. Hillam, Not for the Body, Liahona, June 1996, page 26. Enzyme, October 2001, page 18. Share this article's story of the dental surgeon at the beginning of the lesson. Colleen Whiteley, I'm Not Hurting Anybody, Liahona, March 2000, page 40. I'm Not Hurting You, New Era, April 1995, page 44. Use this story in your discussion of the benefits of good health practices. See 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Lesson 40, Self-Mastery. James E. Faust, Strengthening the Inner Self, Liahona and Enzyme, February 2003, page 2. Use this article's 5 suggestions as keys to self-mastery. Personal Progress, Divine Nature, Value Experiences, Numbers 3 and 7. Lesson 41, Optimism. Joe J. Christensen, A Reason to Smile. Liahona, September 1998, page 28. Enzyme, February 2002, page 58. Encourage the class to make a smile sheet to conclude the lesson. John B. Dixon, When Life Gets Tough. Liahona, May 2002, page 28. New Era, February 2002, page 44. Use the opening story in this article to supplement the one about Marie. There is Sunshine in My Soul Today, hymns number 227. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41, and Mosiah chapter 24, verses 13 through 15. Lesson 42, Gratitude and Appreciation. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things. Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, page 95. Refer to the ideas in this article as you discuss ways to express feelings of gratitude. Juan Carlos Rodriguez, The Much-Needed Rain, Liahona, June 2003, page 40. Enzyme, June 2003, page 68. Use this story to supplement the story in the lesson. Lesson 43, Wise Use of Leisure Time. Joseph B. Worthlin, Lessons Learned in the Journey of Life, Liahona, May 2001, page 35. Enzyme, December 2000, page 6. Use ideas from this article when discussing balance in the use of leisure time. Poster, Spread Thin, New Era, October 2003, page 19. To begin the lesson, show the poster and discuss what it teaches. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 58, verse 27. Doctrine and Covenant, section 88, verses 118 and 124. Lesson 44, Developing Talents. Ronald A. Rasband, The Parable of the Talents, Liahona, August 2003, page 34. Enzyme, August 2003, page 32. Use ideas from this article as you discuss the parable. Marissa D. Thompson and Jana Nielsen, Discovering and Developing Your Talents, Liahona, May 1999, page 40. Include some of this article's suggestions in the lesson. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Experiences, number 2. Lesson 45, Participating in Cultural Arts. Shana Ghaznavi, Note by Note. Liahona, September 2003, page 18. New Era, September 2003, page 30. Use this article to talk about ways to participate in cultural arts. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 4. Knowledge Value Experiences, number 6. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 25, verse 12, and section 88, verses 78 through 80. Lesson 46, Financial Responsibility. Marvin J. Ashton, Guide to Family Finance. Liahona, April 2000, page 42. Use some of the 10 tips in this article to discuss self-reliance. Prepare by living providently in paying tithes and offerings. Liahona, December 2003, page 25. Enzyme, December 2003, page 52. Consider using some of the quotes or scriptures to supplement the lesson. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, number 7. Lesson 47, An Uplifting Environment. Thomas S. Monson, Pornography, The Deadly Carrier, Liahona, November 2001, page 2. Enzyme, July 2001, page 2. Share how the bark beetle destroys elms and compare it to being in unwholesome environments. Anya Bateman, Great Except for That One Part, Liahona, June 1999, page 22. Enzyme, June 1998, page 22. Consider using the story in this article as you discuss rising above unwholesome environments. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 3. See Moroni, chapter 7, verses 14 through 19. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 31 through 32. And section 88, verse 119. Lesson 48, Communication Skills in Leadership. Brad Wilcox, Helping Youth Feel They Belong. Liahona, June 1999, page 42. Enzyme, April 1998, page 10. Choose a few of the 10 suggestions in this article to discuss the lesson section on love. Teens, Leading Teens. Liahona, January 2003, page 24. New Era, January 2003, page 29. Include some of the ideas from this article in your discussion of leadership characteristics. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, hymns number 270, verse 2. Lesson 49, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Peter P. Gardner, More Than Words, Liahona, February 2002, page 28. Use this article as part of the conclusion. Rebecca M. Taylor in A Quiet House. Ensign, September 2002, page 34. Use this family story in the latter part of the lesson. Personal Progress. Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 3. End of the Resource Guide for Young Women Manual, 2. End of the section, Instructional Resources.